I have not left my flat for 2 weeks, and I don't want to. One of the most eye-opening experiences I had at school occurred when I was roughly 9 or 10. The teacher explained that if 4 people were to visit a castle for the day, their individual experiences and memories of that occasion may not in any way reflect each other. Each person is more than the sum of their parts. So we could never know what another person is thinking. This to me was a bombshell indeed, and still is. I'm sitting in a space, a vacuum, waiting for the conversation to end. 4 days I've sat here. More than the sum of their parts. It's magical and terrifying. Everyone. I'm not moving, nor being moved. Nothing touches me. I am numb. My flat has the feeling of sitting in a waiting room before a dentist appointment. Like bathing in witch hazel. Hazel eyes today are not blue, not grey. I am exhausted. Another bombshell. How can travel be so tiring? Sitting motionless, getting to the end of one's journey, the intended destination, is depleting. Is it the anticipation of the end? Such is life. Is it the anticipation of the end? Such is life. Is it the anticipation of the end? Such is life. Travel in the mind, even in a limited memory frame, feels the same. How is this? Exploring the same topic or thought, process, can feel like too much information, even though the information may never change. What is a stranger? Someone we don't know. Going on the castle revelation, isn't that everyone? How long can I sit here? This sense of absence is more pressing, more present than any person's presence. It's asphyxiating. I'm sweating. I've been going over the conversation in my head for 3 weeks now. Over and over. The thing that's eating me up is that I was interrupted just before they left. I wanted to explain myself further. I was cut off. The conversation ended. Abruptly. I didn't get a chance to finish. I need to finish it. I need it to end. Imagine yourself in that situation. You're taking a breath, a deep breath, to speak. You fill your lungs with air. Air that is pregnant with intent and ideas, and the other person talks over you and simply leaves. I can feel that breath trapped inside me, filling my body with the explanation. Still, and yet not still, I feel it resonate and expand at every moment. It has come alive. It is the only thing in me that moves or cares to move. Though usually your deep breath would be exhaled slowly whilst the other person is talking, wasting all that potential. That didn't happen to me. Usually what would have been only an abortive, submissive eek of air is trapped in me. Still.